Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Country girl, I think you're pretty. city. Let me be your countryman. Got to make you understand. Got to make you understand.
listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
It's the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour right here on the weekend before Neil's birthday, Saturday, November 10th. Yeah, that's an epic tune, Eric, and I don't want to use epic too lightly here, but Walk Like a Giant is an epic tune in every proportion, huh?
Well, you know, there's a lot of space to let it loose. There's a lot of directions that he can go. It's a great platform. I love that whistle start with them whistling like that. It takes you into that that Wild West kind of feel, you know, like you're riding
really
a crazy horse, you
he
know.
It really does. Pancho finding just so many places to play around Neil's creative greatness. Creative
yeah, Frank
madness.
Pancho San Pedro. Amazing rhythm guitar player that I think is often overlooked, but pairing of those two guys, amazing how they feed off each other. And to watch those guys play together, oh, I love it, you know?
And then the harmony. Harmony, not far from CSNY harmonies. When you get the three members of Crazy Horse singing along with Neil, boy, they sound great, don't they?
What do you think he's saying, though? You know, I want to walk like a giant on the land. You know, what do you think? You just finishing up the book, right?
Just finishing up the book.
Does he mention anything like this?
I don't have a lot of input into that, I don't believe. No, I just
finished because it's so fresh, and I was thinking, well, maybe there's something about that in the book.
I think that the feeling of being a kid and feeling absolutely undefeatable, that anything is possible. You can be a giant if you want to be.
Right.
You
there's
want
such
to go
an,
back to that.
Such an intrigue, you know, as a child. Absolutely. Of climbing that beanstalk and sneaking past the giant. Or giants, you know. Things are so big when you're a kid.
And you're going to slay the dragons when you're a kid.
Indomitable,
you can slay the
right? Indomitable.
You can cure it all. You can cure all the illnesses. You can right all the wrongs. You can slay all the dragons. And Neil, it seems to me in this book, if there's one theme, which is tough to say, but he wants to not regress, but he wants to go back to that feeling in all of us of that childish wonder and greatness.
Well, I think, you know, we know how important it is to try to see life through that lens of a child, which is unspoiled, which is totally trusting. That love that kids look to you for is just... It's untouchable, and I think that's what he's hammering on, too. It's fantastic.
So our set tonight began with the great album, Deja Vu, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Mr. Young. Country Girl and Whiskey Boot Hill there. What a combination of things going on in that 4 minutes. It feels like a journey of an hour. Always has been to me.
Neil always pushing the envelope, and never more so. Never so, I guess, foreign to the Neil Young countrified sound than this album, right? Trans was one of these breaking points where Neil was truly trying to figure out how he was going to fit in the digital age. You know, and this is early. What was it? When did that album come out? That
we're
had
talking
to be
talking Trans.
Yeah,
Trans. I got
early
'80s,
maybe.
What time Trans came out?
But
properly.
Great stuff, you know. And I remember seeing that him and Nils Lofgren. There's a great video out there where he's in this beautiful green suit, Tony.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And my gosh, and he's doing that tune. We should just play it, huh?
83. Well, and we'll talk about David Geffen after that, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, because I think even Neil got sued.
Well, yeah,
after releasing this album.
All right. Trans, form a man. Get out the vocoders, kids, and put on your 3D glasses.
Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, program number 12.
Show me what you
And now, straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Here with this week's Neil Young News, and got some wheat to report this week. News on the tour front: new tour dates have been announced for 2013. Be heading down under. The horse and Neil will be heading down under to Australia and New Zealand in March of 2013. So lots of excitement down there. Looks like some festivals and some arenas that they're playing. And, of course, that the next question that follows that is, what about Europe? Well, a week ago or so, Neil confirmed on Twitter that a Europe tour would be following. And actually, we got a note on our Facebook page from Ralph Molina, the Crazy Horse drummer, who also said that European dates for 2013 would be soon forthcoming. So much excitement there on the tour front. The Alchemy Tour is going global. So what else have we got here? On the Psychedelic Pill, which was released last week, a bunch more videos have come out, including the full Driftin' Back video that clocks in at over 27 minutes. So if you're looking for something to do on YouTube, check that out. Also, some of the other videos. So it looks like every track on the album now has a video. So we've got that posted over on Thrasher's Wheat, so you can check that out. What else do we have? Back on the Psychedelic Pill there, for what it's worth, the Psychedelic Pill was in the top 10 albums last week, which caused Rolling Stone to headline that as the first top 10 album with a 27-minute opening track. So there you go, for the record books. Let's see, what else? Probably keep this a little bit short this week. Alchemy Tour was going to continue on Saturday night in Seattle. That would be November the 10th. And then continues and heads back east. It'll eventually wind up in New York City, which will be sort of interesting given everything that's been happening in the New York area with Hurricane Sandy. And couple of shows in New York, Madison Square Garden, and then at an arena out in Brooklyn. So that wraps things up. We'll just say that Neil will be having another birthday next week on Monday, so we'll say happy birthday to Neil from all the folks out here on the internet. And you can check out thrasherswheat.org for the videos and reviews and all the news. And with that, we'll throw it back to Tony and Eric in the studio. Keep on rocking in the free world, guys.
Well, yeah. Hey, my. Thrasher giving us all the great Neil Young news, which continues, Eric, to pour out beautifully. What a great thing, huh? Europe, Australia now.
That's so cool, man, because he's accepted everywhere. Talk about the global musician. This guy can go to just about any country, and they know his name, and they know his music.
Oh, yeah. Every corner of the world clamoring for Neil and the Horse to come to them. I mean, you know, and you can write your ticket. Talk about writing your own ticket. Well, he's paid for it. They've all paid for it.
Oh, they sure have.
But I'm glad that they can write their own ticket in this very tough economic world.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that wasn't Neil Young before the news segment there.
Oh, you threw me there on that one. That was great.
Yeah, Nils Lofgren, of course, who had played with Neil. we were talking about that German show, and I started thinking about Nils Lofgren. That guy is like a Springer Spaniel. He's got so much energy. You can see why Neil would want to work with a guy like this, because he's got an exuberance, man. A joy when he's playing, you know?
Absolutely. So, Thrash's Wheat Radio Hour can be about other people who interpret. It can be about Neil's friends.
And that leads us right into this special segment that we're calling the Neil Feel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, folks, we sat down just this past Friday with Seth Iacovone. He's a local cat, a child prodigy, who since he was in his early teens was playing some of the hottest spots here in Burlington. We're talking Nectars and Higher Ground, opening for B.B. King and playing alongside Trey Anastasio and Fish, you know. And boy, he's a gem, huh?
Seth is remarkable. Nothing that you say can really prepare you for hearing him the first time. And it's such a joy to share over the airways what this man has done with this beautiful song. All right, Thrash's Wheat Radio Hour, and it's always a thrill to have live music in the studio. And this night, to have live music in the studio about this pertinent catalog is great. Seth Iacovone, welcome to Thrash's Wheat Radio Hour.
Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. Mm-hmm. So I know I've heard you play a lot of Neil's tunes over the years. Indeed, next week you're going to be celebrating Neil's birthday with a bunch of great musicians. The music, how did you come to for this music to stick to you and to make you say, wow, that's something I want to learn how to play?
I think my mother has always been a huge Neil Young fan, since I've been born, and so it was always around me. I was thinking today about I can remember listening to Like a Hurricane in this front little porch room of this house I lived in when I was in the early 80s, and I was probably 3 or 4 when my mom got a record player fixed, and that's my first memory of it, and kind of looking at the American Stars and Bars cover, and
right,
just this kind of unique. Like, Neil's really heavy and really, like, floating at the same time. He's got and I remember that really affecting me at a young age, and kind of the duality of it, or I guess is the word I'd use. And so the music was around me. My mom played it on guitar. So hearing it just as the songs, even without Neil connected to them necessarily. And then I really started to get into him, I'd say, when I was about 14. And I love his passion, and it's just the... He lets the music happen in a way that other artists don't, I find. He's really pure. And I think that's what drew me to it. And I just, you know, love the songs, love the sound.
Yeah. The perfect imperfection in some ways. That's Neil, right?
Yes. I like the realness of it. I love old blues music, and Neil kind of has that same approach of let the moment happen. Don't worry too much about every little thing and see what happens. And, you know, I love that.
Don't spook the horse. I'm just reading that part in the book right now, where it says there's a lot of things that spook the horse, and that's one of them, you know. So you're going to play us one of my favorites, and one of those ones that, Neil, you keep promising. It's out there. Time Fades Away. Ladies and gentlemen, a brilliant local musician right here in the studio, Seth Iacovone.
Junkies too weak to work. One sells diamonds for what they were. Down on Payne Street, disappointment lurks. Son, don't be home too late. Try to be back by 8. Son, don't wait until the break of day. My days riding subways through the haze. I was handcuffed, I was born and raised. Son, don't be home too late. Try to be back by 8. Son, don't wait until the break of day, 'cause you know how. No. glance, look up your nose on that sentry's, watch the moon glow, all awaiting for the time to strike. Sun, don't be home too late, try to be back by 8. Sun, don't wait until the break of day, 'cause you know how time fades away, you know how time fades away.
Oh, well, that time just slipped right by me there because it's so great. Hey, Neil, it's going to be your birthday. Happy birthday from WBKM. Happy birthday from Tony.
Happy birthday, Neil.
All right. My goodness. Time fades away. Thank you, Seth.
Thanks a lot. It's very nice. We're just getting our sea legs, having not played together for a long time live. It's nice to be here. Thanks a lot. Okay, now wait a second, you gotta be quiet, because I got something, this thing, I got this present on my birthday. And I've never really used it, but right now it's gonna come in handy, because... Hold on. It's Neil's birthday tonight. Okay. It's Ed and Jack and Jeff. We're going to sing a happy birthday, okay? Ready? And everyone's going to tell you. Ready? One, two. Now quack like a duck.
Flying so high. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to WBKM.org. My name is Seth Iacovone, and here's some more music for you.